Thank you, Steve. Hi, everybody. It's us. It's Bill and Wendy, along with Hannah and Dane of Flavor HD. That's the website you want to visit, flavorhd.com. Hi, Hannah. Hi, Dane. How are you?
Hello.
Nice to see you both.
Hey, I just got to meet Grant Mulvey.
You mean my best friend, Grant Mulvey?
Yes. Really? I do mean your best friend.
Just in a little while ago.
How do the rankings work when with the Grant? To get to best friend status, of course, that's, you know, a long time. Does Hannah, she qualifies as, is she at acquaintance level?
No. Hannah's a friend. I consider you guys both to be friends.
No, not with Grant Mulvey.
He's not going to share Grant. Can I tell you that?
Grant Mulvey's my friend.
They're like an associate program.
You have to get a different former Blackhawk to be friends.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
There's a lot to discuss. Now, this is something I saw right before the show and I wanted to bring up with you. Bobby Flay is in a little bit of trouble, mostly off camera. He's going through kind of a wicked...
A very
involved divorce.
A very involved divorce. The allegations are, I don't know if they've been proved yet, but his wife, soon-to-be former wife, says that he was having an affair with January Jones.
I actually had heard that about 2 or 3 years ago.
Had you really?
I heard that January Jones was dating Will Forte.
She is, right now.
Oh, this was before?
This was prior.
I thought currently, because I can't see... I would like to see a little cage match between Will Forte and Bobby Flay. Flay would cook him.
That would be fun to watch.
He'd fry him, but I think Forte would come out on top, because the whole Last Man on Earth training.
I love that show. I'm sorry.
The other day during his presentation of his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, he was being heckled by people in the crowd, and there were banners, you know, calling him a cheater. The word cheater was written on the banners.
Jeter?
No, cheater.
Oh.
Not Jeter.
Okay.
Cheater.
Those people went to a different protest.
Yeah, that was an entirely different protest. So here's the question. He's much beloved, I would think, in the television community for being a TV cook, a TV chef. Mm-hmm. Will this harm his reputation at all, or is it just another thing that happens?
It's just another thing that happens. No big deal.
Bobby Flay doesn't necessarily... He is one of those that doesn't have a reputation as being incredibly wholesome. He's, you know, not thought of as... very naughty necessarily, but you know, like Paula Deen, it was such a reversal for her image, what she went through with her own scandal. So Bobby Flay, I think it's one of those things. I think he'll get through.
Everything will be okay.
But I wonder for the people that are holding the cheater banner. I mean, I get it with PETA and animal rights, and you're going to protest, and you've got a group of people that support this. Who are the cheater? Was it the family of some relatives that he cheated on? Like, who decides that that's what they're going to do for the day?
Good question. I don't have the answer.
Yeah,
I
mean, honestly, chefs have kind of a persona of being more eccentric, more artistic, more out there. So I don't think that this is going to be something that's going to damage him long term.
He's cooking now.
I'm seeing that there's a couple of people mentioned in the suit, including a former assistant of his, and I mentioned January Jones. So it doesn't seem to be a one-time thing. But the people who are watching
allegedly.
Him are watching him because he allegedly they're watching him because he's got a gift in the kitchen, obviously.
He does. He has major chops and
in the bedroom
wow,
we were learning.
Okay. Yeah, so he cooks a whole bunch of places. But no, I don't think it's gonna affect his popularity in any manner.
But he's had some. I think part of it's a double-edged sword. You know, you get to be a famous guy, and then it's just interesting whatever's going through in your life, whether it's good or bad. Because with his divorce, he was married to an actress who's on a television show.
From Law and Order, I think, right?
Yes, right.
Mm-hmm. Stephanie March.
And so she came out and just said, like, she's the one who thought up all his recipes. Like, she was basically his palate.
That hurts.
I mean,
that probably is the worst thing you could say
honestly,
to him, right?
Like, yeah.
And I don't know how he responded. I don't know if he took the high road or if he's like, no way, she loves, you know, Pop-Tarts. I don't know. But
all right, so it will remain to be seen if this screws with his reputation. But you guys say no, that he'll come out of this.
We've seen other chefs go through worse.
Yeah, this is light when you think about it.
And
it's
personal. I mean, we've had other chefs that we've seen be, you know, padding their resume, doing all kinds of different things, and they're still fine.
Not Chef Boyardee. That guy, pretty on the up and up.
Although the mispronunciation is interesting because his actual name was Chef Boyardee.
Right.
Yes.
And they Americanized
it
a little bit.
Chef Boyardee. Right.
I know.
Yes.
No one does a SpaghettiO like him.
Hannah and Dana here from Flavor HD. It's National Egg Day. That's why there's no school today. You already know that. And then we'll talk about that and more next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Hannah's here. Dana's here from Flavor HD. That's the website, flavorhd.com. Can you believe it's already National Egg Day? Where does the time go?
It snuck right up on us. I know. It's...
Well,
crazy.
The fact they sell the decoration starting in January is kind of off.
People always get upset about that.
I love eggs.
Are you a fan? Yeah.
Hard boiled, soft boiled, over medium. Don't like sunny side up.
All right. So it is National Egg Day. And because of this, we're going to do an egg quiz.
Oh, all right.
Excellent.
Excellent. Okay. What percentage of the world's egg supply is produced in the United States?
92%.
10.
All right. 10%, Wendy. What did you say, 92%?
I had no idea.
It's 10.
Most eggs are laid between which hours in the day? 4 to 8 a.m., 9 to 1, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., or 7 a.m. to 11 a.m.?
I'm going to go the early morning because they're big Nick DiGilio fans.
Is that true?
Are they really? No, actually, it is 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. They're apparently Steve Cochran fans.
Yep.
And you guys.
And a little bit of us.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, mostly you guys, which is pretty exciting.
I'm 0-3.
0-2.
Oh, sorry.
That's not bad.
No. It is
goose
not
egg
bad.
For two.
Goose, nice. So it is Incredible Egg is the website, incredibleegg.com. You can
for
go
all
to
your egg
for
trivia
all
needs.
All of your egg
Do you
trivia.
Say egg or egg?
Egg.
I switch back and forth.
Me too.
And I apologize. It's .org. .org. Incredibleegg.org.
Egg.org. Egg.org.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Can you cook an egg in its shell in the microwave?
If you pierce it.
Okay. No, you can't.
Wendy, come on.
That was a good guess, though.
What did they teach you in school? That was the first thing we got taught in first grade.
What?
not to put an egg in the microwave. And it was weird because we didn't have microwaves when I was in first grade. That's how ahead
it's
of the
so
game
futuristic.
They were.
They had them on
eggs
Flash Gordon.
Are incredibly high in choline, which makes them excellent for pregnant women as well as other people in general. They're about 70 calories each for a large egg, which makes them incredibly efficient sources of protein. They usually have about 6 grams of protein per egg. And you can't just eat the whites. Some of the protein is contained within the yolk.
And they've scared us to not eat eggs frequently because of cholesterol levels, and now they're finding that to be a fallacy.
A little bit of a fallacy. Yeah, I mean, there's worse things you can do. And cholesterol has so much to do with family history as well as other things. I mean, obviously, if you only eat, you know, raw steak and eggs, it's going to be, you're going to have a little bit of a higher risk, but it's not as bad as people have thought previously.
All right. An egg question for you, Bill.
Go on.
How many eggs did Rocky put in his drink before he ran the stairs
was
in the movie?
Was it five?
I have no idea.
I think it was six.
Was it six?
I was thinking six. And
half dozen.
I thought it was more like three.
Yeah, I think Dane wins.
All right.
Another little cool thing about trivia about eggs, a chef's hat, a toque, if you will, is said to have the number of pleats as there are ways to cook an egg.
No. Oh. Didn't know that either.
So it is the basis of some of our basic chef stuff.
Did they figure that out after toking?
I don't know.
Jeez.
Well, you wonder why there's a need for like the incredible edible. I mean, everybody knows eggs.
This the incredible like, edible egg.
Yeah, this isn't like a mystery product from some. Well, 90%, I guess, is coming from someplace else. But we're familiar with it. You know, they want to keep, I guess, the name in front of people. You know, and we look at what happened with bread, with the whole, what was it with the, was it? It wasn't starch or whatever. It was. What is it with bread?
Carbs.
No, carbs. Carbs.
Oh, carbs.
It was
like
when the carb thing came out, then everybody didn't eat bread. And I know that eggs have been dealing with the situation with the whole bird flu and a bunch of things. So they've got to have kind of a public relations arm. Just
now
eggs are good.
Right. How do we celebrate National Egg Day? What can we do?
Well, Kevin Bacon is now the spokesperson for the National Egg Board.
That's true.
That's totally true.
That's true. That's brilliant,
he absolutely
isn't
is,
it?
And he's going to be the Bacon Brothers will be performing in July out in St. Charles, so
that's
we can go see
pretty
him.
Genius,
mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. No, so we can do that. There are also really, really great ways. You can obviously hard boil them. I'm going to actually have a chart for Kevin on different timing methods for how to prep your eggs.
I have to look it up every year at Easter. I have to look it up how to do it.
Now you can look it up on your Facebook page.
Excellent. And you had mentioned the percentage of eggs that come from the United States.
10%.
And I was wrong because I said 92 elsewhere. But Ellen has a really great question that I should have asked, and Ellen just hung up, I guess.
Oh, bye, Ellen.
Where do the other eggs come from?
Other countries.
I know, but any particular...
Yes, we'll say Canada and the surrounding countries.
You're just guessing.
Just making that up.
Wherever finer chickens are grown.
There must be a chart somewhere in USA Today today, since it's National Egg Day, that shows country by country how many eggs they're producing.
I mean, we produce 10% of the world's supply. So right. The other 90% is probably because they're not going to be as easy to transport as they would other products.
And
so,
of course, the eggs we traditionally think of course, are by way of a chicken.
Yes.
But you can get eggs from other animals, can't you?
You can. I mean, ostrich eggs are a huge
goose
thing in other countries.
They make great omelets. Mm-hmm. You only need one.
Yeah, that's a huge omelet.
Are they as taste wise? Are they even remotely similar? If you're going with an animal that's other than a chicken,
I think duck eggs are very close.
Yeah,
well, they're a little more rich, and even just eggs that are from chickens that are from farms that aren't part of these big giant farms where they're being processed and fed a whole bunch of processed grain have a lot more flavor than what you'll get. And so if you get those, you should try to do that. Go to your
farmer's market. And the color will change as well with the yolk. Yeah, the color is much bolder.
But I think what Bill meant was, you know, in these other countries where they're doing it, is they're like an 8-year-old chained to like a coop somewhere.
Right.
Like picking, and yes,
I can't support
lots
that.
Of them. Right. There's a lot of child labor in the egg world. And I wanted to tell you too is one of the fastest growing food companies, Hampton Creek, and I had spoken with those people and got some things back and forth. They invested $30 million to grow a vegan egg. So they've actually created an egg that has no dairy products in it.
And do we know how that tastes? Is it even remotely
like
similar?
Tofu?
Probably.
I guess it's pretty good. I have not tasted it. I want to say, for humor's sake, that it just tastes like a bunch of scientific chemicals. But
sure.
But wait, eggs don't have dairy products in them to begin with, unless the chicken drinks a lot of milk.
Unless the chicken drinks a lot of milk. Well, it's a vegan egg. A vegan.
Oh, okay.
Egg. Yeah.
All right. And are those available now? We can get those in stores right now.
I think they. I know they've done a mayonnaise.
Yeah.
That.
That doesn't have egg in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're working on the egg thing. They may have it. Like very, very close.
So but if it's one of those not available now, we can look for it in the near future.
Yeah. Germany, the world's largest egg importing country. I never would have guessed
Germany.
That. Yeah, but I have seen a man and a chicken in Lederhosen. So I don't know.
That might have been a dream. I think you had that as a dream.
I've seen chicken in the streets in multiple Caribbean islands as
well. Oh, yeah.
So there's that.
All right. So they're everywhere.
Yeah.
No doubt about that. That's Hannah and Dane from Flavor HD. The website is flavorhd.com. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.